Ellen G. White's attitude toward her work. 25. E. G. White, understanding of her writings. The books. Sister White is not the originator of these books. They contain the instruction that during her life work God has been giving her. They contain the precious, comforting light that God has graciously given His servant to be given to the world. The articles. I do not write one article in the paper expressing merely my own ideas. They are what God has opened before me in vision, the precious rays of light shining from the throne. The letters, testimonies. Weak and trembling, I arose at 3 o'clock in the morning to write to you. God was speaking through clay. You might say that this communication was only a letter. Yes, it was a letter, but prompted by the Spirit of God to bring before your minds things that had been shown me. In these letters which I write, in the testimonies I bear, I am presenting to you that which the Lord has presented to me. The interviews. He, Elder Irwin, has with him a little notebook in which he has noted down perplexing questions which he brings before me, and if I have any light upon these points, I write it out for the benefit of our people, not only in America, but in this country. When there was no light. I have no light on the subject as to just who would constitute the 144,000. Please tell my brethren that I have nothing presented before me regarding the circumstances concerning which they write, and I can set before them only that which has been presented to me. I am not at liberty to write to our brethren concerning your future work. I have received no instruction regarding the place where you should locate. If the Lord gives me definite instruction concerning you, I will give it you, but I cannot take upon myself responsibilities that the Lord does not give me to bear. I could speak. This morning I attended a meeting where a select few were called together to consider some questions that were presented to them by a letter soliciting consideration and advice on these subjects. Of some of these subjects I could speak, because at sundry times and in divers places many things have been presented to me. As my brethren read the selections from letters, I knew what to say to them, for this matter has been presented to me again and again. I have not felt at liberty to write out the matter until now. The light that the Lord has given me at different times, etc.